This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Speaking of trying in the regular season, I want to do something here that will be painful for the Miami Heat Nation. It is painful for me to have to do this. I want to praise the hell out of the New York Knicks. They beat the 76ers yesterday in a game they should have lost. Maxey played out of his mind. Embiid is not himself, dude. He shot 12 of 29. I know he scored 34 points, but if you need 29 shots to score 34 points, you're not very good. That's not really productive. That's not efficient at all. He's not that guy yet. And Maxey had to try so much that he even made mistakes at the end. He is a star and a half, dude. That guy is a stud. They actually needed a third person yesterday. But, you know, Tobias Harris is Tobias Harris. So what are you going to do? But the Knicks, let me give the Knicks, because whether it's Brunson or Hart or DiVincenzo, guys are just hitting big-time shots, making big-time plays. And, you know, people said, well, the Knicks killed themselves to get to the second seed, and will they have anything left? Well, guess what, folks? The Knicks busted their asses in the regular season. Are you listening, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat? Are you listening? They busted their asses to get the number two seed. They sat back and got to rest for a week. Unlike you, Jimmy Butler, you chose to be a lazy ass the entire regular season, go buy new coffee beans, go ride horses, and do commercials instead, and you had to play a play-in game that got your ass injured. That's called karma. That's because you kept laughing at the basketball gods. Oh, we did it last year. We can do it every year. No, you can't. You got lucky last year. You know, the problem with the flukish Heat is that you had the fluke run in the bubble, and you had the fluke run last year because Giannis was injured and breaks went your way. And because of that, you make it look like it was easy when it's not. And so there were factors that helped you out in two of these last 4 years. Guess what? Those factors aren't included in this season here. And that's why your ass is going to be out really early. But the Knicks, they busted their asses during the regular season, and they're busting their asses during the playoffs. And so now they find themselves up to nothing, and they should. They're home. Like I said, this is really nothing. It's up to now. You go to Philadelphia, you got to try to win one of those two. Or if Philly wins the next two, we're back to zero again. It's what I told you beginning of this all. Because that's kind of, you can't get too high, too low about 2-0. If you're the team with 2-0, if you're the fan base of 2-0, you can never take that for granted, because that doesn't mean shit. Until you play games 3 and 4, then we find out what's what. You know what I'm saying? So, but for now, what I will admire is that the constant effort, and it's a Tom Thibodeau team. That's his signature. You're not going to play for Tom Thibodeau if you're a lazy ass. That's life, man. That's the world with Tom Thibodeau. You know, you better work hard, but the Knicks play like how the Heat used to play. You know, like when the stars, like Alonzo Mourning used to play, and, you know, the stars and Dwayne Wade and, you know, the stars left it all on the court. LeBron James, Chris Bosh, the stars, you know, Ray Allen, and, you know, Shane Battier sold his ass off for this team when he would play and he'd come in. You know, you remember all of that, right? People that were stars in other teams and then role players here, stars from other teams that came here and were stars here, and they played hard. all year long, and they fought for high seeds. Somehow or another, that's no longer part of the equation for the Miami Heat. Why? Because one guy has polluted the entire waters. One guy polluted the entire organization. And the one guy bit himself in the ass now because he chose to be lazy. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm going with lazy. And he's no longer a star anymore. Real stars, you know, like Brunson, they help you in the regular season to get a higher seed so you can be in more advantageous position. And then they help you in the playoffs. Where's Jimmy Butler? Guess you can't find the star anymore. That's because Jimmy Butler is no longer a star. And by the way, if you guys want to keep lying to yourselves, because we don't do this on the show here. We don't lie to ourselves. Okay, so I get Heat Nation. You know, I already proven your Bam and your Tyler theory of stars wrong over and over again. Okay, wrong, 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 and wrong. So we want to get into the Butler argument now? Because he's no longer a star either. But if you want to lie to yourself, you go ahead and lie to yourself. Stars help you in the regular season and in the postseason. And Jimmy has proven to us for two straight years, he no longer wants to help you in the regular season. He's no longer a star. Stars aren't part-time people, bro. Your mom and your dad, for those of you that enjoyed that for throughout your lives, you know, some of you have mom, some, not all, of course. Some have moms and dads that are stars. Were they stars like just once in a blue moon, or was it like your mom was fucking clutch every day? You know, that's kind of what it is. The employee of the month was the employee of the entire month. He or she didn't just show up on Fridays to earn the employee of the month. The employee of the year, the teacher of the year, they didn't take days off. There's a reason why they're stars. Stars are people that shine all the time. When you look up in the sky and it's nighttime, is it not shining the entire time? That's a star. Holy shit. All day long, the sun is shining. I don't know if you want to consider that a star, but it's shining. All day, your mom, your dad, your big brother, your big sister, your uncle, your grandfather, your grandmother. Some of them are stars, right? Because, man, they come through for you all the time. Not sometimes, not part-time, not next week. No. All the time. That's the definition of a star. Because, you know, I had Ira already like freaking... Oh, so Jimmy's not a star. Well, you know, I know Ira likes to say, well, I got to disagree. Well, guess what? You'll be wrong again. You were wrong about Bam. You're wrong about Tyler. You're wrong about everything else going on. I mean, if you want to go ahead against me, you go ahead. But somehow or another, I seem to be right all the time about this shit. So you go ahead and lie to yourself about Jimmy Butler. He's no longer a star. I get it, dude. I live this with the Dolphins and the Dolphin Nation. A lot of you dumb down your definition of a great franchise, of winning, of what matters, and all that kind of shit. You go ahead. But since I'm old and I lived actually the real winning years and championship, you know, the stuff that's happened the last 20 years is garbage. You have what? Little individual moments. It's bullshit. Bullshit. Nothing. But you go ahead and lower your standards on what Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, no, he'll turn the corner. You go ahead and do that. And you go ahead and lower your standards now for Jimmy Butler, who does not play to your standards. But you don't even realize. He doesn't even play to Heat standards. And then I watched the Knicks last night, and all I am is pissed because I'm saying, shit, dude, that used to be my team. That was my team. My team used to play like that all the time. my team says, you know, hey, get off of me and I'll throw you into the stands. That's PJ Brown. That's my team. That's the team I remember. I remember fall down seven times, get up eight. That's my team. My star falling down seven times, getting up eight. That's Dwayne Wade. That's my team. My team is the guy that's flexing, blocking, rebounding. That's Alonzo Mourning. That's my team. This team now that I'm watching, that's not what I know as the Miami Heat organization, because one guy polluted the entire waters. He's polluted him so much, he's manipulated everything now. So he can just vacation the entire season. Oh, no, and I'll show up for the playoffs. Yeah, well, how'd that work out? Okay, so you go ahead and lie to yourself about Jimmy Butler. Stars help you all year long. Go watch the kid for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is he waiting to the postseason, or is he putting on a freaking show the entire year? And Minnesota is one of the top seeds. Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. It's the latter. So I'm watching the Knicks last night, and I'm commending them. They deserve the praise, but I'm pissed. And don't ever call Jimmy Butler a star again. He was a star. He's not a star anymore. Okay? Part-time players aren't stars. They're not franchise players. Hey, that's the Heat's problem. They're paying him like that. They're the ones getting ripped off, paying $50 million for a guy that can't even play in the postseason, much less he's useless in the regular season. You know what I mean? That's their problem. And they're paying Tyler Hero $30 million. That's their problem. Okay? I can't do anything about it. I would have never paid Tyler. I was never a believer in Tyler. What can I tell you? You know. But I'm watching the Knicks, and I'm going, that's how my team used to play. Man. I remember those days. What a shame. What a real shame, dude.